Welcome back to Right Click,
a bite-sized pop culture conversation with your oh my God, this has been beating my ass for the last 2 weeks. A bite-sized pop culture conversation with your favorite queer unfriendly black hotties.
We're unfriendly today because love is in need of love today. And I'm Vance Go.
And I'm Nandi K, maybe a little bit tongue-tied. But I'm excited. You know, love is in the air.
Yes.
Is that so, time? Yeah.
If it wasn't clear from the reason we're unfriendly, we're talking about love today.
Yeah. We love.
My favorite. Yeah. I think that's like, love is our shit. Love is my shit. I love love. Love is dope.
Yeah. As evidenced by our Power of Friendship episode, I think is like our first full foray into really talking about how much we love and friendship and value all the types of love. But since it's close to Valentine's Day, we wanted to take some extra time to talk about love this month. So we'll be talking a few times about different types of love. And this is our first episode.
All right. Yeah. So I think just to start it off, well, I see here you have your favorite definition of love. So, yeah, I think we just want to talk about that a little.
Yeah. I think a lot of people have different meanings of what love means to them. Absolutely. And what it means to be loved. But when I read All About Love a few years ago, I really liked bell hooks's definition because I think it validated how I felt like some people who said they loved me didn't quite feel like it. And so in All About Love, bell hooks defines love as the will to extend oneself for the purpose of nurturing one's own or another's spiritual growth. Love, according to bell hooks, requires a combination of 6 essential ingredients. This was the part for me. The 6 essential ingredients: care, commitment, knowledge, responsibility, respect, and trust. All those things need to be present for it to be love. And so when I read this definition for the first time, I said, I knew those people didn't love me because this piece was missing and this piece was missing and this piece was missing in this relationship. And so this definition is always like, since then, it really yeah, this is the one for me.
Nice. So thanks for sharing that.
Dr. Vance.
In my book, one of my book clubs, I'm in several, one of my book clubs, we read this. And when I tell you this was wearing the girls out, Nandi,
I'm sure
they were struggling, and it was almost fascinating to see, because I think what was happening was it was a dissonance with the definition, because it wasn't aligning with some of the relationships that they were told were love.
Mm-hmm.
Which I understand, I guess the tension that you might feel of you're reading something that is telling you your mom didn't love you right or whatever, right? Or your definition of love does not align with the definition of love you received as a child. That mm-hmm. makes sense to me.
Yeah.
But I don't think that means you should throw the book in the fire, right? I think that just means you should maybe think about those relationships. And if there's those people are still in your lives, maybe have a conversation with them about it.
Yeah, and maybe you're also saying you don't need all that. Maybe you're a cactus. Maybe you don't have no needs.
Right.
Maybe you're low maintenance. You know, maybe you're a low maintenance, low light, low water needing plant, a cactus. I don't know. I'm not a cactus. Personally, I do have needs, but I think I always think about had I encountered this book earlier in my healing journey, like, would I have responded like that? I don't know. I feel like I was always looking for something like this to validate me. I'm a little bit of a zealot in that way, too. So confirmation bias, but I found it.
I do wish I had this, like, as a teenager. Mm-hmm. Or yeah, because, I mean, I feel like most of the stuff I read or have read as an adult, I wish I had. Color Purple may come mm-hmm. up a lot in this podcast, but, like, I read Color Purple maybe, like, 22, 23, and it was, like, transformative because sure. in that book, love saved Celie's life. Mm. Because before, you know, she had those relationships that she found with Suge mm-hmm. and Miss Sophia. And is there someone else? I feel like there's someone else.
Her sister, for sure.
But even that love, right? Like, that yeah. love wasn't even physically with her, but it literally kept her alive. Like, it sustained her. Man. And it's like, I think that is so powerful. Like, when I read the book, even though it was letters, it was so clear to me that, like, the love of Nettie, the way, like, it felt like a beacon almost for her.
Yes.
And what was happening didn't even matter. Well, it mattered. Of course it mattered. But, like, she was able to survive all that.
Yeah, because she knew that her sister was out there and that she loved her baby. Mm-hmm. That will preach. Oh, that will preach. That's so good. And, of course, as we said, love has saved my life many times. I would have killed myself if it wasn't for people who loved me. Like, I mean, otherwise, there's no reason for me to be alive personally for myself. Like, people loving me has kept me tethered to this plane of existence because, like, on the days where I, like, struggle to love myself enough, like, there's other people who are, like, right there mm-hmm. telling you all the good things and why you should stay here. Sometimes they don't even know what you're going through. And people right. just, like, speak into you just because mm-hmm. that's what they do. Oh, that is so beautiful. Yeah, the Color Purple is just, like, such a right. banger in so many ways.
I mean, also what you just said about, like, just people loving you when you don't love yourself, or, like, mm-hmm. reminding you that you're worthy of love. Like, that mm-hmm. shit is so much more, like, I don't know, like, because, I mean, even, like, if you've ever been in, like, a romantic relationship where, yeah. like, you're not feeling your best self, and then somebody else is just like, I love you. Or somebody else sees you or looks at, you know,
yeah.
and it's just like, oh, like, yeah. I have a reason. And I'm not saying that's the only reason you exist. But my mm-hmm. point is, like, sometimes, like, the feeling of love reminds you that you're enough and, like, you're yeah. worthy. And, like, someone outside of yourself is able to look at you and be like, yeah, I love you.
Yeah, and I especially when it comes to, like, our loved ones, when it's somebody that you also love and respect, you kind of mm-hmm. take that a little bit more seriously. It's not like some stranger. When it's a person who really knows you and they, you know, they really ride for you
mm-hmm.
and have seen you, they know who you really are, right? Right? Not just like the pieces that you like show for other people. They know who you really are mm-hmm. deep down inside. You know, when will your reflection show, honey? Listen, so the people who have, like, seen all of your, I see you have, like, to know some, to love someone is to see and know and accept despite the darkness. That's so real. Cause, like,
right.
yeah.
Well, cause I think knowing people, like, I mean, I know that feels like some poetry shit, but, like, the it darkness do. Part at least. Ooh. But I think seeing people is so important. And then, like, even when it's like raggedy parts of them, you're mm-hmm. still like, hey, I see it. I see it. But who?
I
like,
see your raggedy ass.
Right. And I still love you.
I still love you even though you're raggedy. I still love right. you even though, like, yeah, it's, you know, this is making me think about, like, a hot take. You know, I always be seeing people be like, unconditional love is for children and parents only. Uh-huh. You shouldn't get unconditional love. If you're an adult, why should another adult love you unconditionally, guys? And the argument is often like, they're like, I'm not going to let someone keep doing something bad to me over and over again because I love them unconditionally. I was like, what are we talking about here? We're having two different conversations. I love my mama. I don't speak to her. I don't let her speak to me. I can't stop loving her.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Yeah.
All those things, all those words, care, commitment, knowledge, responsibility, respect. I don't know about the trust part. But I do actually know, but I trust her to be who she is. And that's why we don't speak or talk, right? Like, mm-hmm. you can love someone and never talk to them again. Just like you can miss someone and be never know you're never going to invite them back into your life again either. You know, like.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm like, I do love my friends unconditionally, even if I have to, like, let you go forward. There's only a few, only my enemies do I wish bad things on. Just because we, like, parted ways doesn't mean that I wish that I don't love you anymore. It just means that we're not compatible anymore.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like, I guess the word conditional, unconditional, because I feel like most relationships are conditional in general. Like,
sure, if this in some ways,
and, you know. So, but like, I guess what I'm saying is like, so I don't know if I hold the language conditional, but I do resonate heavy with the like the love thing, right? Where it's just like, I love people that I love. And I mean, yeah, that obviously comes from like rapport and trust mm-hmm. and just like, you know, time spent together, right? Because mm-hmm. if I don't spend time with you, I haven't in forever. Not to say I don't love you. I guess I do. It's just you
yeah,
over there.
It's different. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So I guess even the levels of it all, right? Like, are there different types of love? And I'm like, yeah, I would say so. Because yeah. they're... I mean, cause like even the in love with versus love for, right? I'm like, I think I'm in love with like people that know me deeply and I know deeply. I'm in love with them.
Yeah, like, for sure. I yeah, too like, sometimes am in love with strangers on the street who I'll never see again. And it happens just that fast. I fall in love very quick. I can also fall out of love just as quick. So like, and I can be pulled more deeply in love by being known and building like rapport and like getting to know someone.
Right. And I mean,
yeah,
for me, I feel like a lot of like love does come from like spending time with mm-hmm. others and like actually getting to know them and like actually having real conversations with them. Cause like,
yeah.
I'm in like, I feel like I'm a part of a lot of groups. And like, with that being said, like, I'm always going to be better as a one-on-one person. Cause like, I actually do want to like get to know people.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Same.
When people blanket be like, oh, I love everyone in here. That's not true. I don't know that hoe right there. Like, I don't like, you know, but like, if we spend time and actually talk to each other, sure. Like, love and friendship can grow. But like, it's just like, I don't know you, nigga.
Yeah. I think when I think of people I don't know, I'd be like, I have love for them sure. as humans. Sure. And that's where, right. like, for me, the distinction between like, I love you and like, I have love for them is like a different thing. Like, I have love for most humans who aren't harming any. I have love for all humans who aren't harming anyone, aren't making anybody's lives difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Black people and black queer and trans people are at the top of that. Crackers are at the bottom of that, right? Like, okay, that's just, there is a hierarchy. But I only love, like, people, when I think about that, it's like, who do I tell I love in my life? I tell my D&D group, which will be together for, oh my gosh, I think it'll be almost 2 years. It'll be 2 years in July. We say we love each other at the end of games. We've been together for that long. We play weekly together. We spend like 4 hours together on a weekly basis for 2 years. We've done that. Like, I do love these people, right? Like, yeah.
That's also
yeah.
really solid for a Dungeons group to meet for 2 years. Like, cause you, hey. I mean, you know, I know you've been in the.
And it's Negros.
Yeah, it's hard. It's like a band, like to get seven adults or six. I don't know how many people you got in your party.
It's like we're like six in total, but usually we're like four or five. But
you
got
to keep that shit tight because, you know, the more numbers, the more people, it's hard to align. But anyway, I ain't going to hold you. I have not been saying I love you as much as I probably like to or should out loud to others. I just haven't. Like, even the people that I'm close, like, physically in proximity to mm-hmm. a lot, I haven't been saying that. I'm got to change that.
Yeah, I say I love you to everyone. I one of my friends got hired at somewhere that is similar to somewhere where I also be at. My friend got hired somewhere where I be at. And so we was talking today, but literally every meeting we have at the end, we'd be like, all right, love you too. Like, because we're friends, we've known each other for so long, you know, like, so like we tell each other, we love each other all the time, even at the place where they work, where I be at.
We say that here, right?
At the end of I think meetings? So. Yeah, I definitely always do.
Yeah, I think so.
I always say I love you. So, yeah,
I love you.
I'd be like, love you guys. See you next time. Yeah. Well, I think I want to kind of wrap this up by asking, like, what does it mean to you to be, like, truly loved? Like, what does that mean for you?
I think kind of what I was saying about, like, the, like, to be known, I suppose. Mm-hmm. I feel like same. I've heard you say that a couple of times. Yeah. Like, to know me is to love me. But, or to love me is to know me. But, yeah, I think that. Just, like, somebody being able to hold all the complexities of you and like, and like also rapport means a lot to me. Like I kind of like, I mean, my favorite thing about having friends is your friends tell you about yourself. Right.
Yeah.
Like, to tell you that you be niggin', right. When you didn't put the list together for the movies or whatever.
Right.
But like, we do need that. Cause I feel like, when you have superficial like relations with people, like it's just very surface level and they don't like, they don't actually care enough to tell you the things about yourself. Or if they do, it's mean and superficial.
Yeah. Like you don't have the rapport, the intimacy to really be having those kind of conversations. Yeah.
So yeah, that.
Yeah, I agree. To me, like if you know me, that to me like means a lot. Send me something that is like really specific that reminds you of me, like that shit is so romantic. Like just talking about mundane things that we like have in common. Like last night you was like, what you be doing to fry your chicken? Like that kind of stuff is like, I love stuff like that. That's so beautiful. Like, that shit was
so funny. Cause you were like, I feel like you were talking about like not high level shit, but you know what I'm saying. Like you got to be a cooking girl. Well, it was just like brine, and then the vacuum seal. But then it was like I have all the tools, so I was doing it. It was just funny. It reminded me, like,
the meme you kept sending also was so funny. the crying over the pot, but yeah, like stuff like that, like or like. One of my favorite things is when people give me clothes. Like, some people don't like hand-me-downs. Baby, hand me the fuck down. I personally love being like, when someone is like, oh, I have this thing in my wardrobe, and it just, like, reminds me of you. Like, I remember I got a garbage bag of, like, 8 fur coats once from a friend, like, in New York. Because she was like, I have to move. I'm getting rid of them. I thought you should have them. It was like 8 fur coats and like 4 or 5 pairs of Demonia boots, which are like, anyways, it was lit. And like, those are, I love when people give me clothes. It's truly like, yeah. Cause it's like, you know me, you know, I love
And what you said about the thinking of you, I think that's super important. Like, oh, I like those gifts. Like, oh yeah, I thought about you. Like, oh, this little duck I saw reminds me of you here. And then it's like, oh, that's thoughtful. They don't got to cost a lot of money.
No. Although
the furs is like, that's a nice gift. Like,
that was a great gift. That was a great gift. I don't even have all those furs anymore. I think maybe I have one still, but yeah, obviously like I couldn't, but yeah, that was a great gift. Yeah. I love being like thought of and like, when people are like, I know this thing about you, and they reflect that back to you, it's really, really, really nice. And yeah, you know, it makes my pussy wet. I can't lie. I don't always act on it, but I'm pretty easy. Like, I'm pretty easy. I'll tell somebody I love them because they brought me a chicken patty.
Ain't that love? Like, cooking for somebody or having somebody cook for you or like just doing a
or thing bringing me food because I'm so hungry and I'm starving and you brought me some food.
90 I try to be the friend I want to have, right? So I love dropping niggas food off. Like,
You like, do. Oh, you
I
love
made
it.
Too much food. I'm dropping this off. And like, I was going to waste it anyway. So I'm going to drop it off to you. Or like, mm-hmm. oh, you're not feeling good. I'm going to drop you off some food.
Oh my God, it's I can't homemade. Wait till we have our commune on the farm.
Look, I'm dropping off some chicken.
Listen, those communal dinners are going to be.
Oh, you already lit. Know.
Next well, I think this is a beautiful episode. We love love to love. A big love thanks to love. Our producer and audio Adonis, Aaron Rand Freeman.
I've been Vance Go. You can find me on Instagram at Sir Thought and wherever else you want to find me. You know, just look into the ether. I might be there. Who are you?
And I'm Nandi K. You can find me on Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky at Nandi K A Y Y Y. We'll see y'all next time.
Right Quick is a podcast for The Agenda Productions, created by Nandi K and co-hosted by Vance Go. Aaron Rand Freeman is our mouthy producer. Theme music by Luke Santi. Art by Sonia Honeycutt. If you like what you heard, subscribe, rate, review, and follow us on Patreon at The Agenda Productions.